Okay. I want to start with two different ideas, you know, really with what was the relationship really between Yosef and the brothers? And then just see that the many of the Mefarshim, and I'm thinking like, I don't think I've taken one Hasidisha Mefarsh for this week, which is interesting after all these months. Like the Mefarshim see something, I've got Maisa Abbas Labanim, and they really see this Parsha and the next Parsha really as a symbolic of the Golus, the future Golus. Not just Golus Mitzrayim, but the future Golus really that we all go through also. And the last pshat of the Or Gedaliah is going to be talking about the Golus that we're presently in. So the first I want to start is, what was Yosef's reaction? So, Kasher Yosef Hisvada Lachav, when Yosef talks to his brothers and he does vidui, Mesuper Bekasov, Shahamilim Rishonim Sha'amahoyu, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. I'm Yosef, is my father still alive? And all the Mefarshim are asking, you've been talking about this father over and over. Ukevar Heksha Mefarshim, Eza Makam Hoyle Sha'elazu, we know. Hare Yehuda Kavar Hizkil of Harbe Pa'am Sha'ab of Chai. V'ra'isi b'seif of the Sifsei Kohen al HaTorah L'Rav HaKadosh Rabbi Menachem Mordechai Kohen Meguri Arizal Shemavara Inyan Dehinei HaKasav Omer Shaloha Yochel Yosef L'Sapek V'sibas HaDavar, what did he couldn't control? Ki b'chol pam sheYehuda ha'yamazke l'fanav Avi Hoye Yosef Margesh Ke'ilu Toku Chera B'liba. Every time he talked about my father, Yosef felt as if someone was putting a sword in his heart. Ki ayyidayze his oru etzlo rikshay ashama ashalo hiskasha im aviv akol hashanim, the tremendous feelings of guilt that Yosef felt that he didn't contact his father. Lahodiyo ki chai v'kayim, to let him to know that he was still alive. Uregashim eila nesatzmu bekirbo kolkach He was just overcome already at this point with tremendous emotion, tremendous guilt. And he had to it finally to confess. Leman yedu to rabihem ki od Yosef chai. Uvechihu Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Vezeu kavanas hasha'ela od avichai. What does it mean? Is my father still alive? B'lashem bidmiya. Kolomer, bevada yada shehucha. Of course, he knew he was alive. Ella shehu matmiya, b'shoa echi talking. Shacharei shanim rabos kolkach avi adayin chai af shegaramti lo kolkach harbei yoga. It was interesting because some of Mefarshim look at this ha'od avichai. He was like almost upset. He was saying, like, "This Mefarsh is saying that Yosef was saying about himself. Look at the agmas nefesh that I put my father through." Other Mefarshim are saying, but then constantly Yosef is turning to the brothers. So, how did you, you know, you're talking about your father. You're talking about, didn't you worry about telling Yaakov that I was dead? There was two different mahalchim here. Was it the Medrash says there was tremendous tochacha that Yosef was giving him. But the chiddush over here was that Yosef himself felt tremendous guilt for what he put his father through. Yagon v'tzar b'zeh lahodati lo makomi. I never told him where he was. And why didn't he? Remember last week's many Mefarshim didn't, because he wanted to. He realized that the dreams had to come to fruition. V'yatar chazeh perish gam b'mal b'mal haTorah v'kosher shazeh ki ilo amar ha'ora v'chai meirov hatzaros. Is my father still living from all of the tzaros sha'achshav hisvada achet zeh? It's like he's blaming himself. Venera, just a little mashal, different musar. Also something for us to think about. Venera sheyesh lahotzi musar b'zeh, sha'ala adam lachzor b'tshuva, and a person has to do tshuva, lo rak ala masim ha'ra'am sha'asa. Not just the bad things that we've done. Elagam ala devarim ha'ra'am shenigramu al yedei ma'asav. Not only that, but things, I didn't hurt him. I didn't hurt him directly, but my actions hurt him. Kimi kefisha Yosef isvada mesh garam tzal Yaakov, As he wasn't really guilty of it, it's something you should always bear in mind, that our actions sometimes, even though we do not intend the certain consequences, but there are certain consequences from actions. And when you realize that your action hurts someone, so it seems that we should do tshuva for that also. So that was the first pshat. The first pshat.
There's another way of looking at this. There's another way of looking at this.
Yeah.
Why should Yosef have had the havamina that that his father knew he was dead, that anything had happened to him, other than the fact that he was sold to slavery? He didn't know that the brothers took his coat and put it in blood. He didn't know what Yaakov.
Yeah, but the fact that he wasn't there,
Yaakov was even still alive.
But Yaakov must have felt something. Like Yaakov may have thought, like, either he's dead, which he
and Yaakov never wrote a postcard to him either.
Well, he had no idea what to write it to. He wouldn't know what to write it to.
Yossel,
where's he going to write it to?
He's going to send one of the sons down to look for him.
To where? He didn't know. But as far as he's concerned, the bottom line is he knew where he was. So he should have contacted Yaakov. Okay.
The sons told him that he was dead.
But Irving is pointing out that, you know, Yosef doesn't know that.
Yosef had no idea.
But Yosef could have sent message, by the way, I'm okay. This is where I am. That's why he felt guilty. The Ksav Sofer has also...
That he was in prison for 20 years. How can he send a postcard from prison?
Well, there were times that he could have, you know, in between. When he got out of prison, he could have told him right away where he was, even if that day. Okay, so the Ksav Sofer has also a very different notion. Like I think I've said this before, maybe said it last year. Many understand that the brothers never really come to peace with each other. They really continue with a certain argument. In fact, there's a story of Ramosha when he was being a dayan in something, and two guys come to him for some kind of decision. And before he tells him the decision, he says, "I want you to be mochel each other." And each one said, "Okay, Ramosha, what's the halach? What happened? What's the story?" No, Ramosha said, "I want you to be mochel. I want you to be mochel." So finally he says, "Why do you want us to be mochel? We're going to abide by whatever you say." And Ramosha had said, Rav also echoed the same idea. Many of echoed the same idea. That Yosef never forgave the brothers. He never really forgave the brothers. No matter what of the psukim, they never came together. And that was the sin of Shechinah. And you'll see that really that's how Ogadai also understands. So that's one mahalach. One mahalach they never forgave. And that's what Moshe was saying to him. I don't want you to be like the brothers. I want you to be mochel no matter what. So comes Ksav Sofer and he says, Yosef had a very different attitude. Very interesting. Also, a different mahalach. Vayomani Yosef, achichem asher mechartem osi mitzrayma. So, midatikin loma omra mechartem, we know. Everyone knows what we did. Hala yaduiki mochro is achichem Yosef. Umay yitzorch lefarsh lahem es zos. Achashe rotze shalay yiboshim le yikom yimpana. Why do you have to bring this up? Vinili kishinakdim lefarish da arma Yosef, einechem haraos ve'einai ve'eini achi binyamin. You see my relationship with Binyamin. Kipi amadaber aleichem. My mouth is talking to you. Upeirash Rashi shoves kulam. Kishem she'ein belibi al Binyamin achi kach ein belibi aleichem. Yosef is telling him, I have no argument with you whatsoever. Kipi amadaber aleichem b'loshen hakodesh. I'm talking to you in loshen hakodesh. In other words, Lashon HaKodesh, Ramban is saying it was a universal, the Moshim, the leaders, of course, would speak in languages of the close countries next by. What caused this whole thing to happen? The hatred, because Yosef Diba Alehem loved him. Yosef kept on bringing news about their averas to Yaakov. B'chas v'shalom Yosef lo yiratza lahalshen rak ledato. Avru averas sha'achlu eber menachai. No, he wasn't trying to put them down. He felt that they were going off the derech. V'karu lehem b'nei shvachos. B'gili arayis. V'nishim b'gili arayis. He thought they were over in different Yisurim. Work with them to be Balei Tshuva. They didn't accept it like that, so they hated him. And they were choshed him. So he thought, what are you guys trying to do? You're trying to separate me from my father. And therefore, if they felt that these dreams that you're talking about is Bubba Maisa. In the end, we see what the Ksav Sofer is saying is that there was never a hatred from Yosef to the brothers. Rak hoya kol kavan is Yosef l'shem shemayim. V'yosef b'hizvada la'achiv rotza la'havi lahem rayos chazakos kilibu shalem imon. And now he wanted to show them. He wanted to show them, my heart is with you. V'raya pi kushiyas ha-ramban eich lo shalach Yosef mechtav la'aviv. So here the Ksav Sofer is saying, based on so why didn't Yosef tell the father, Ich bin du? I'm here in Mitzrayim. Ki hu be Mitzrayim, the man, nicham es aviv, the man yifru mamam rav misham. Why? I didn't want the brothers, that the father would get so upset with them, to understand what these brothers did to me. V'apashat nirali ki yara Yosef. Ki his vadala aviv ki hupim mitzrayim yiskala hadavar acha chakiras aviv ki makru achav also v'yu mesunam lefano. That's what he was worried about. Yosef was worried. He knows he loved his brothers. It's a very unique, let's say it like that, unique pshat of the Ksav Sofer. V'lochein ho yatov lo ki yehu b'mitzrayim asher hu neged ritzusa l'man lo sabo ra'a l'achav. Fascinating. So the Ksav Sofer, here you have what we saw before, that the Shach and the Malbim explained that why doesn't Yosef tell him anything? He feels tremendous guilt, the fact that he didn't tell his father. Last week we said he didn't tell his father because he wanted his dreams to come to fruition. Here the Ksav Sofer says, why didn't he tell the father? He didn't tell the father because he didn't want the brothers, that there should be such a sinner between, that the father would be so upset at them. So this pshat is saying that Yosef very much was not angry with them. So we see there are different mahalchim, different mefarshim, different ideas, whether there was a machlokus between them, that they never came to fruition, they never would come close together. And then there were those, i.e. Ksav Sofer and others, no, they did. They did make peace with each other. And many of the mefarshim say Yosef, and we'll see as we go through it, the idea that Yosef accepted this was the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore he wasn't upset with them. Very difficult shot. So let's just see that there's another using this idea, especially the second one, that he wasn't upset. So let's understand something with that. So first of all, you'll see a number of the mefarshim we're going to discuss now really dealing with the idea of the Mesorah. You know, there is a there is no separation between the end of Vayigash and Vayichi, and the mefarshim explain, because as they're going to Gullus, when you go into Gullus, you have to remember your past. If Klal Yisrael didn't have a past, they would have been lost in Gullus. So let's see. First of all, a beautiful, beautiful idea. You may have heard this. It's just the idea from Rav Soloveitchik, something which he had from his childhood on page 4. Hayesh lechem av o ach. I recall an incident from my childhood. I was 7 or 8 years old in a small town in White Russia. Like all Jewish boys, I intended the cheder. I still remember that dreary winter day in January. It was cloudy and overcast. The Torah portion of the week was Vayigash. And Hanukkah had just ended, taking away with it the joyous holiday spirit of our small town. A long, dark winter lay ahead for us cheder boys. We had to rise when it was still dark and return home holding a lantern. Because the nightfall was so early the day, we cheder boys were in a depressed mood. Lazy, listless, we chanted mechanically the long verses, the first verses of Vayigash in a dull monotone, droning the words of the Hebrew and translating them into Yiddish. One boy finished reciting Joseph's question, Hayesh lo amchai, of. And the reply, yes, we have an old father. Then something unusual happened. Our teacher, the Chabadnik, suddenly jumped to his feet and with a gleam in his eyes mentioned to the reader to stop. He turned to me and addressed to me in a Russian word of Pobardin, meaning assistant to the rabbi. The teacher asked me, what kind of a question did Yosef ask? Hayesh l'chamav. Do you have a father? Of course they had a father. Everyone has a father. The only person who had no father was Adam Arishon, created by God. But everyone who was born in this world has a father. So what kind of a question was that? I tried to offer an answer. Yosef simply wanted to find out whether the father was still alive. Do you have a father? Actually means, is he alive or is he dead? If so, our teacher thundered back at me, Joseph should have phrased the question differently. Is your father still alive? It was useless to argue with our teacher, who was now no longer addressing us little boys. He began to speak rhetorically as if some mysterious guest had just entered the cold room. Yosef, our teacher, pronounced as if from a pulpit, wanted to know whether his brothers were still attached to the roots and origins. That's why I'm choosing this, is to introduce it. Beautiful idea. Are you, Yosef was asking, rooted in your father? Do you look at him the way the branches or blossoms look at the roots? Do you see your father as the foundation of your existence? Do you see him as your provider and sustainer? Or are you just like the rootless shepherds wandering from place to place, from pasture to pasture, who forgets the origin? Our teacher suddenly stopped addressing the invisible visitor and turned to his focus directly to us. Raising his voice, he asked us, are you truly humble? Do you look down, kind of standing at your old father as representing an archaic tradition? Do you think that your old father is also capable of telling you something new and exciting, something challenging, something you didn't know before? Or are you so arrogant and vain that you deny dependence on your father upon your source? Our teacher exclaimed, Hayesh lechem av, pointing at my study mate Yitzchak, who was considered the town's prodigy. The teacher turned to him and said, who do you think knows more? Do you know more because you are so well versed in Talmud? Or does your father, Yaakov, the blacksmith, know even more than he can barely read Hebrew? Etc., etc. Okay, I mean, you don't have to go on, but that, so this is the introduction that Hayesh Lechem Av was really a metaphor. The way his Rebbe, the Chabadnik, was saying is, how do you look at the past? How do you look at tradition? How do you look at your father? So the Eish Kodesh on page 6, we know the famous Medrash, that when they meet, so Yosef and his father, Yosef and Yaakov, Yosef starts to cry. And when with Binyamin also, all of this will be discussed, Binyamin and Yosef, they, what were they thinking about? Started crying the Churban Habayis and the Churban Rishila. And when Yaakov is with Yosef, Yosef falls on his neck and he starts crying. And what does Yaakov do? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem Echad. So let's understand the ideas behind this Midrashim. Vayipol al tzavrei Binyamin, achiv ayefu, Binyamin bocha al tzavarov. But he doesn't cry with the other brothers. Comes the Yesh Kodesh. V'navina. So they're all crying. Why dafka by Binyamin? Avo b'meseches Rosh Hashanah al mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu perish Rashi elu leol al tzavareim nisnu zeharemesh habachu al ol hamitzvahs hasar b'shas churban. We're talking about the yoke of the mitzvahs. Al kol ish Yisrael yesh ol b'savar. Every Jew has this ol, has this yoke. Shekizos ukizos muchrak. Hu la'asos b'torah u'mitzvos b'chol yom. Every day you have to be ma'is ha'mitzvos. V'gam akshavos savadi burav yibikadusha. And your thoughts and your actions and your words should be with holiness. V'afilu b'shor sheyeshlo meniyas gamkei mischazek b'shvil ha'ol shebetzaro. Masha'enken kishabo eitz ha'churban. And differently, when the churban came, kishahatzaros miskabros ma'od, and the tzaros are overwhelming, v'chol kodesh mi Yisrael nechrav, chas v'chalila oz lo rak masha ein nosen lehem lasos einem osem. Not only there, they weren't able to be mekayim the mitzvahs, rak b'chlal ha'ol sar me'alehem, the yoke was removed from them, chas v'chalila. Migodel hatzar v'cheshbon. You're so overwhelmed with tzar, right? You lose yourself in the time of a churban. You understand again? The Eish Kodesh is speaking from the ghetto. V'alzeh bachu zeh alzeh al savareihem. Shebisasha churban. What were they crying about? Lochem be'echav shaloksev shenavot zareim lo perish Rashi shebacha churban. Notice he's saying that Binyamin and Yosef were more concerned on this idea of the ol. I'm losing the ol. Zeharemez gam hola be'yosef shenavot zareim she Yaakov. Yaakov lo nachot zavaro she Yosef perish Rashi kore kriyat Shema. And everyone asks, I understand. If it's the time to say Kriyat Shema, so why don't Yosef say Kriyat Shema? What is the difference? So Yesh Kodesh explains, Ulefi on page 7, Ulefi hanizke le'el kivin shegam kan k'seva yipol al savaro. Here too, it says that he fell on his neck. Merames gam kein lehanizke le'el she Yosef bocha ha'ol shebet savaro. He was crying about this yoke. Hainu she Yisrael bo'em atan le'gos mitrayim. Yosef realized, this is the haschala of the Golus of Mitzrayim. Ve'eich yikaimu ol hamitzvos asher b'tzavarim. How are they going to survive? How are they going to be mekayim the mitzvos? Ve'hera lo Yaakov, and Yaakov was answering him. Hera lo Yaakov avinu kriyishma poshut b'mesiras nefesh. Through mesiras nefesh, they will able to continue to be mekayim the mitzvos. Vegam ki isa b'seifa kodesh ma'or b'shemesh she'isha omer baboka kriyishma ki tukuna oz avodoso es Hashem shebechol hayom ola ki tukuna. So that's step number one. The Yesh Kodesh is explaining that what they were crying about on the Churban Habayis was symbolic of that they were worried about Yosef and Binyamin. What will Klal Yisrael do during the times of tremendous tsar, of tremendous golus? So the Emes Yaakov spells it out just a little bit better, a little bit differently. I should say it like that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on page 8, on the left-hand column, Vayisa Yisrael, Vayova Be'er Sheva, Vayisba Zivachim, Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak. Just on a pasuk that Yaakov on his way down, so he goes to Be'er Sheva, and he's sacrificing Karbonis. Masha Otze Yaakov Be'er Sheva B'dach LeMitzrayim, why he stopped there. B'yarta B'chidushai Le'el B'parshas told us, Shever Sheva Ha'isam Mokam V'nuchasam V'nechamsam Shalavos B'Eitzarosam. This was their home turf. V'hayinu M'kivin Sha'avram Avida Nota Arazim. He planted these trees Be'er Sheva B'shvil Binyan HaMishkan. Beautiful idea. Avram planted these trees for the building of the Mishkan in years to come. Niskadish hamakom v'niyeh kemakar nechama la'avo shel osin yotzu mehagolus v'givnu sam Mishkan. He was makadish the makom from here. When B'nai Yisrael come back, they'll be able to build the Mishkan. V'lachay Yitzchak achas shegeshu afimelech holach le'Be'er Sheva. U'bona shem mizbeach. Yitzchak went to Be'er Sheva when he was thrown out by Avimelech, and he built a mizbeach. V'gam Yaakov kodem haknisa legolus holach le'Be'er Sheva k'day l'sh'ov nechama. And Yaakov also was going to be consoled. Shochen yotzu b'nei Yisro mi'mitzrayim. V'lochen zovat zivachim l'lokei aviv Yitzchak. Why is it l'lokei Yitzchak? Why not Avram? Hainu b'nei she Yitzchak b'na sham b'bana sham mizbeach. Why? Because Yitzchak is the one who created the mizbeach for Karbanos. And then he gives a second idea that maybe because he didn't know if he should go to Eretz Yisrael, leave Eretz Yisrael, and this was his way in a sense finding whether he should. Okay. He named him Rishanil El Mavur Shiakov Avina Kotzatz Abrazim, Elish and Nata Abram Veloka Chosoy Mel Mitzrayim. So what does Yaakov do? Yaakov cuts down some of these trees and he takes it with him to Mitzrayim. Why was Yaakov doing this? He was fearful of going down to Mitzrayim. What was he worried about? You're going into Golas. What's going to be? You could assimilate there. You could get lost in Mitzrayim. And ukafi shachayin kamar oya. It was true. They got to the 49th level of Tumah. V'lochein Husra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'ticho al-ti-ramir, don't worry about going to Mitzrayim. V'machash chashash zeh. Ratzi Yaakov lasos eize keshi. If you're going to be lost in Golas, you have to have a kesha, some kind of a tie. Mehuti ben Zaro hayored Mitzrayim ben Eretz Yisrael, a connection to Eretz Yisrael. That's your home. That's your place of birth. That's where you always have to have your lave, your heart. V'lochein hikbin. Sheyu imam tami be'etim eilu. That's why he brought the etim. V'hoyadavah nimsa medar ledar b'mesoros me'yakov avinu. Hello, tire ki betach tovol zman agul. Next week we're going to do a meshachach. We're going to read the meshachach of how he viewed the curse of Yaakov to Shimon and Levi, how dangerous it was. Ki halo kan heim ha'etim shehebe zignan Yaakov meres Yisrael. V'heim heim shenitman zignan Avram Avinu. That's the one that Avram planted, Be'er Shava, V'heim omdim u'muchanim etzlenu levnos mehem mishkan kishenetim imitraim. Uvezeh. Yuvan lana marma chazal b'meseches Megillah. Sha'avram avinu shalmai Hashem ma'yizu b'nei Yisrael shalo yevdu chas v'shalom im yichdu. What do we do? What do we do when we're rechotim? So the Kodesh Baruch says, Sha'krav azeh karbanis to chaper lem. You're going to bring karbanis. Because Avram b'shal b'zeh haloshon tinach. That's okay. B'zman she'beis ha'mikdash kayim. But b'zman she'ein ha'beis ha'mikdash kayim, mati alem, what's going to be? When the beis ha'mikorban? Amalei kevar tikanti lehem seder karbanis kol zman shekorim behen malani aleim ki idu makriv lefuanei karban. Umochlani akolim naseim. It was famous. So when you read, when you daven, and you say the karbanis, it's as if you brought him. Now he goes further and gives us a beautiful understanding. I'm sure starting tomorrow morning, every one of us is going to say karbanis with a little bit more eslavus and understanding of the pashtas. Hakavanish to say that miris karbanis who kapara lachatam kemo hakravas hakarmis atzmam. Avolidvareinu hanir le'el. Tumuna kan kavanis acharis. It's really a different idea. The kavanis Avram b'she'ilo so heist a bishim lo b'zman she'beis ha'mikdash kiyim. Ushchina b'sifarta v'yisrael ad masam. Oz batuach ani shalei avod. I understand when everyone's living in Eretz Yisrael. When there's a beis ha'mikdash. When there is great nisim naflos, you see, every single day. It's like the Netziv says the whole motif of the Haggadah changed after the Churban HaBayis. Why? Because it's one thing when you lived in Eretz Yisrael and you can see all the nisim and the flows, it's easy to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's when you go into Golas. Shareheim mekusharim keshen etzchilat masam ulumasam. You're living in Eretz Yisrael. This is our land. These are our people. This is our Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there's a kesher between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ava b'zman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim. Veheim begolas mefuzarim. And when you're living in Golas and you're separate all over the world, what's going to happen? What's going to give them the hope to remember, to think, to see peace on the Shua? When you're reading the Karbanis, why are you reading the Karbanis? If it was something of the past, why would I say it? I believe Be'emunah Shelema that even though I'm in the Golas right now, that there is going to be a Ga'ul, and that's why I'm saying Karbanis. I want to bring the Karban Tamid tomorrow. I want to bring all these karbanas. The halo kodim sheyavo aliyo lo neda makam mizbeach heichanu v'yod prate din mam nisrachim kedei levnos mizbeach. We don't know exact places in Yerushalayim on the Har HaBayis where it's going to be. Ulahavi karbanas v'lochein im yom ruseder karbanas oz behechroch yuk shurim Yerushalayim ulatzviyah bechlolo seinayim l'geulo atida ze yishma aleim shlo yavodechas v'sham. We see that the avoda, learning, reading all of this brings us into a different mahalach. It's not simply the karbanis, but reading the karbanis ties us. The believing that this gullus is going to come to an end is not something that we're going to last forever. Similar, so Rav Schwab in 11, also very beautiful idea. Vayipala tzavrei bin yamin, achiv vayechum bin yamin bachal tzavaro. So here again, why are they crying each other? Meseches Megillah Amar Rabbi Leza Bachal Shnei Mekdashim Shatidim LeYos Bechelkos Shemin Yamin VaTidim LeCharef UBin Yamin Bachal Tzavara Bachal HaMishkan Shilo SheAsel LeYos Bechelkos SheYosef VaAsel LeCharef. When I was just in Israel, I went to Shilo. I went to see this where the Mishkan was. Just an amazing feeling when you get there. Just there's nothing there. You look out, and all you see is mountains, and it's a little dirt. It's just I didn't see it this time. Last time, I remember seeing all the broken shards that, to show you that proof that this was here. Yesha ayin lama lo nefarash ha-dabarim kibshutam. Shabachar merov simcha kinag ba'olam. Why? It's just a simple. Why, they were crying. What do you mean? You didn't see your brother for all these years. You meet him. Of course you were crying. Shamati mipi elyon hagon ha-reb Mordechai pogmanskin. Sheyesh medrash al hapasuk, umacha Hashem alakim dima mi alkol hapanim. God will wipe away our tears. Afilu demos habaos machmas simcha. Even demos that come from simcha. What does that mean? Demos from simcha. Uperish zal shahatam shabochim b'shash simcha. Gedola, al av sheinim b'chiyam yuchedes letzara macha. Even though b'chiyah is usually because you're in pain. What are you crying when you're happy? I'm going to give you my pshat of what I think he's saying. When God created the Beis HaMikdash, when we created the Beis HaMikdash, then God came down into it, there was simcha ba'olam. Sure, a Beis HaMikdash makar hasim, that was the source of simcha. Kedaksiv, yafinof, misos kol haaretz. Uchashukhar a Beis HaMikdash, nita makar hasimcha min haaretz. And it was taken away. Vayerit sar lechol ha'am kulo v'naase zmane hasimcha b'chaya adam kama ayeh hayam b'ukyanos shel tzar v'dima uchishemagi eisimcha gedola misraba hasimcha al genosel v'hi pogas b'gvuleha asher b'yam hatzar. In other words, your simcha, it still gets intermingled with the tzar. Nimtza she habechiyo shel simcha hein totzah me'adar habeis hamikdash, etc. I think one way of understanding, I think, what he's trying to say. Quite often, maybe I'm just giving you my feelings. I find sometimes when I'm going through a tremendous simcha that I find myself losing. I get very emotional and I start to cry. And the reason is because the simcha is like you in the back of your mind, when you had the Beis HaMikdash, when you could do tshuva, when a person can actually come lifnei Hashem and feel that the Kaddish Baruch Hu has accepted my tshuva, and I'm on a certain level, it's almost like, okay, so now the simcha is coming to me, I somewhat deserve it. But when you live in this time of galus, when you live in a time of Dada Beis HaMikdash, and how am I getting kapara? If I have enough kavana, when I'm saying karbanis, do I have enough kavana? If I do a real tshuva? So most of the time, I think we look in the mirror and we feel like, all of the simcha, all of the God, the katanti mikola chasadim, we feel that we don't deserve, and that's why we're crying. And I think that's what he was trying to say over here, Rolf. And that's why they were crying. They were crying, both brothers, on each other, not necessarily for themselves, but in the future. In the future, with Klal Yisrael, he was telling it then, they're going to be crying, they're going to be simcha, and they're still going to be crying even the simcha, because they're always going to think, we're not good enough. We're not good enough. We don't have enough tshuva. We did, even in our tshuva, we feel that maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have accepted it. So the last piece of the Argadaya really brings everything together. It's really a magnificent piece. I'm going to try to get through as much of this as I can. Malkam Achad Devarenu Odos is on page 12. Hakivan Vat Amash Ashar Tsaros Yaakov Higolos Hamachavanas Lahem. Talking first, let's say the all the different characters here. So Yaakov and Malcolm Zen Nivar Ktsas Heich Tzaras Yosef Mekavenes the Golus Malchus Arisha. This whole story and the Tzaras of Yosef is talking about one idea. It's not only the Golus of Mitzrayim, but the Golus that we're having today. Golus Edom. Hine ikut tzoros Yosef ba yedei lashon hara. V'yav v'yav is dibas hamra. V'zeu hevi lidei sinas chinam. V'yisanu osa v'leyachlu devar l'shalom, and they hated him. They couldn't even talk to him in shalom. Kimo chen golas edam ba ayedei lashon hara v'sinas chinam. Kimo vuvu gemari yoma. In which you can't even speak to each other. Right? We find so often our sinas chinam, we can't even speak to the other side. I'm not talking about the non-religious. Even within the religious, we're unable to speak to each other at times. Hinei Mashachav Chazal Kinu L'Tzoros Yosef Rogzo Shel Yosef. The anger, the like a whirlwind of Yosef. Ken Golus Edom Nidreshes B'men Roga Zem Mishum De B'Tzoros Yosef Ayinira Ki Ilikav Yochel Shem Yisbarach Baroga Zimel. As if God is with him. There's a hest upon him. Shenestalik Mimena Shechina Chof Bei Shana. The 22 years. V'gam simen hoya masa biyada mipi agvura im lo yamas. And Yaakov thought, if one of my children doesn't die, mibana b'chaya muvtachu she'ena roa upon Aganim. I know I won't see Gehenim. L'chein amra eired el b'ni avel she'ula. Ma she'en kem b'shat tzorish Yaakov lo pirsha mimena shechina. All of the other tzorish that Yaakov went to, the shechina never left him. Zehoya. Hanisayin Agadol Avor Yaakov. This was a Nisayin for Yaakov. Sha'afa became lo zaza filo zuz kol shehu me'abodaso kimi me'kad. Nevertheless, Yaakov didn't change. Yaakov never gave up believing. U'mayma chazal nirish azeho yi'ika Nisayin shalov avodaso b'tzaros Yosef. That was the great Nisayin. Kitsas Tviya Yag, yes, it was a Tzvatsk and Tviya that some question on him when he said, Bamesha Amma Loma Rezan, why is this happening to me? Reb Levi says, Meruchama, Mi Olam Lo Arma Yaakov Avino Dover Shabbatola Elikacham Rekosh Baruch, and he Osech, Lahamlich has Beno Ben Mitzrayim, Behu Omer Loma Rezan, I'm putting Yosef there. What do you mean? You're having a tiny to me? Loma Tome Yaakov, it's a Dabi Yisra, and it's not a Dabi Hashem. So you tzast feel Yaakov Avinu a little bit of a question and mizana ronim shezahu yeikar nisyano b'tzaros Yosef izahu nisam b'midashos Yaakov Avinu midas ha'emes. Okay, so that was it. If we turn to the next page. Just at the bottom of the page of the first one, Ukemo Shemam Shechola, Sham B'Mizmor, Magadu Masech Hashem, Ma'od Amku Mashvasech, Magadu Masech Hashem, Hu Mizman Haboker Behiris. You see, in the morning, everything is bright, everything, we understand the rationale. Hu Mizman Hester V'Laila Oz Makir, the Amun Ma'od Amku Mashvasech, Shahakol Tita. The deepness. Hakolitav Asenu. Everything that God does is for our good. Nothing. Uchedela mo benision ze sharogas nitan Yaakov Avinu kochos no sofas lahagis yetatov al yeta hara. And we said over there, B'shem Asfas Emes, Shenitan lo kochos shel od kochos hosafas ahargis yetzov, etc. Umatzav ze. Let's go to the next column. Uveze muvan. Heitav mashikos of Rashi B'shem Chazal. Vayeri lova yipola tzavaro od vayevcha tzavaro. He says, v'yakov lo nafal atzavaro Yosef lo nashka. Why? V'amir Rav Seinu shayu karishma. Again, he's going to give another pshat. Ukevar amdu azem refarshim b'manav shech. If he had to say karishma, as everyone should do. V'nemru b'zeh dvarim harbe in the Maral Megur says as follows. Lifi shebeshoa shebo Yaakov v'ro'at Yosef b'ni melech. When Yaakov saw Yosef that he was a king, ba belibo habaso v'yiraso shekadosh baruch hu eich midas avein tovos ushlemos u'mashalim schar tolariyav. He realized. Yaakov realized when he saw Yosef was a king, He realized everything that was being planned, everything that happened until then, was coming to fruition, was for this purpose. Zehu midas achasidim kashe yikar lehem tov. Mizdabkim ala kodesh baruch ala hatovas va'em v'sha'asa imohem. Zehu kriyishma. Shibo niska yichud malchus shamayim v'avaso. Hashem echad, meaning everything had a purpose. Emnon l'devarenu yeshava'er kishilgabe Yaakov avinu. Shibo'asa b'chira ge'ula. In other words, the way the story is being told is Yaakov experiences the ge'ula. He had the gullus in Canaan, comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he sees the ge'ula. That was he sees God's hand in everything. That was far as he was concerned. Matzav shagolus vastaris panim ubala hakara hachi beruah shegam mashahaya nira kimidas hadin. And Yaakov realized that everything in the past, which you could look at it as a midas hadin taking away Yosef, the suffering he went through, hakolu rachmim. The chasadim is all rachamim. Lachen karas kriyishma Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shemidas harachamim v'hadin hakol echad. It's one. Uba lahakarazu sheyiskalu la'asad love. And he realized, this is the future golus and the future ge'ula. B'yom ahu yeh Hashem Echad ishmo echad, aval gabe Yosef, but Yosef adarav. Yosef is totally different. Maschil los parsha shagot for Yosef, this is the beginning of Golus. V'lochein lo kar krishma, that's why he didn't read krishma. V'adarabah, v'yevchat saparo, he started to cry. Sh'rosh l'gabei habanim lo nistayma ha-Golus. Yosef saw my children, my grandchildren, they're first going to go through this Golus. V'adarabah, metchila akshav, maschila akshav parsha arucha, sh'Golus Mitzrayim. L'chein v'yevchat saparo. And we think about this a little bit nearer. Hakiva Batima Shatsaras Yosef Lugolus Edom, but Yava Rosba Edom Biglusenu Hamar Paska Kol Chazon Abot Nibu. Just let's understand what we're going through. Our Gullus. We don't have a Nibu. We don't have Ruach HaKodesh. We have a Baskol Ein Mishtam. We have a Baskol. We don't know. We don't speak to God. That's our nisayon, to believe in God. This great idea. That's what this parsha is about, for us to believe that when we go through the harshest of times, to believe that everything's ma'eis Hashem. I'm not sure who this is. Maybe it's Chassam Sofer, but maybe, I don't know. Yosef, what does it mean that Yosef will put his hands on, to close his eyes? The Indian hazer she Yosef he yeh lechizak al einecha, heine machshavos secha. He's going to take on your machshava, your ideas. The cheshetachshav odos harichos hatzoros v'hagolas oz in yano she Yosef, einenu she Yosef she reinu she hakol hoy l'tova. Also, Yosef will see. Everything was for good, and that goes back to the first pshat. That goes back to the Ksav Sofer. That's what it means. Why was Yosef not upset as his brothers? Because he realized everything was L'tova. And when you realize that everything was Me'es Hashem, and you got to this point, because this is how God wanted you to get to this point, you're not upset with everyone who pushed you here. And he realized in the end, everything will be for the good. Just the next paragraph. Uchemoshe b'tzoras Yosef. B'svada Yosef alachav nisbarash ha'kol hol yitavosam v'chom ha'shah yinir ha'siba l'ra'asam ha'yi be'em ha'siba z'ke'ulosam. And when he was telling them, you understand that this had to happen this way in order for you to have the ge'ula. You're going to go into gullus, and this is the way you're going to be saved. Kein b'ge'ula ha'tidiksev. Then, even in the future, our Golus, you will come to realize God never left you. And Hayinu kacholmen. We were like dreamers. Hakol hoysa siba la geula ba'oz yisparash Hashem alakein Hashem echad. Hashem echad, ushmo echad. Uchamo, and just like bisvada Yosef el achiv kosev velomar ish ito, no one was with him. That's how it's going to be in the future. No one will be with us. And you will realize it's only us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umatzinu sheYaakov Avinu l'Vashalom heichen his bana v'esklal Yisrael. And this was how Yaakov was trying to prepare his children, future generations, how to live in the Golus. Sheshalach as Yehuda lefan of the Takin lebeis haTalmud. Sends Yehuda to open up a yeshiva. Kiraka yedei limud haTorah shayach. Sheyeh lechla Yisrael kiyim b'toch haGolus. Hamara hazos, and it's a very beautiful statement, but obviously it's a tremendous Rosh Yeshiva. Just using the example of Daf Yomi, right? What ties so many of us together from all over the world? All over the world, there is one language that ties the entire world Jewry together, Daf Yomi. The Chaim Masha Sid, and it's not coincidence. There always was a concept, but it's not coincidental the Rameya Shapiro in Berlin came up with this idea, or really pushed the idea, say like that. What was it, 10, 15 years before the Great Churban? Right? He created the avenue. He was a Yaakov for us. He created a language that we would be able to survive. The Chema Shasida Yosef Ishtadel Avurim Sheyeshu Be'eretz Goshen. Should always remain separate and realize that we are the unique people who have to go back to Eretz Israel. It goes on a little bit more. I will bring you back. Okay, so I think part of what I was trying to show is throughout all of these mepharshim, there really is one theme. The theme of the story of Yaakov and the brothers and the sinner. There's one way of looking at it, and many do, the Rav, the Rav Moshe, many look, that the whole issue of today was that the brothers never got together. There was always a sinas chinam. They never came to a certain peace agreement. Others feel they did come to a peace agreement. And Yaakov was, Yosef even felt tremendous guilt of the way he went about everything. But all of the other Mepharshim are really having one Mahalach to show that it was a statement that as you go into Golus, the only way to survive the Golus is to remember your past. And that's also true also for our personal Goluses, our personal times when we're going through hardships, whatever hardship that is, in order to survive the individual hardship, in order to survive our individual gullus, whether it's a gullus penemius, if it's a gullus of the guf, or whatever it is, in order to survive it, in order to weather it, is to have a bitachon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is latova, everything that's given to us, there's a certain mahalach, and given to us to get us to a certain point. If we could understand that and get to that point and think back to it, we're also able to weather and accept whatever Yisurin that we're going through. And to say that this also is Gamzul L'Toba. Okay.
Shkoach. Thank you.